began to work.
You know, a lot of people went after, when they retired, complained about being bored, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, you know. Well, now I have to say this, too. I believe them mostly kind, maybe. They not got enough laid away, you know, and a little handout to get it, appreciate that, but they ain't got enough to buy and splurge on, you know, like us, and they have to stay in.
Right.
And that gets weird. Well, I tell you, if I had to stay in my little house or right here somewhere and not never do nothing, I'd just feel like I was in jail all the time. And you know, according to the Bible, that's wrong. Of course, God, I don't believe God loves a lazy person. What thy hand finds to do, do quickly. That's right. And so I'm glad that I found out about the Bible way when I did. Sorry that I never found out about it before I did, you see. In my old days now, I know more how to handle myself by God's Holy Scripture. And when one or two of us can get together and talk it all over, well, that's my heart. Because we can help one the other, you see. The Bible speaks a lot about your fellow man. We can be good to our fellow man, and if he does us something wrong, we must pray for him, you see. And ask God to have mercy and spare him, which he will, until he repents or whatever he does now, you see. And if he just keeps on and dies in his sin, well, he just don't realize or something, or don't want to, because he's headed for a burning hell, according to the Bible.
Yes,
and it grieves my heart to know that someone's on that road and won't turn, won't surrender to the Lord and do the way the Lord wants them to. So it's a real big blessing to me that I found out when I did and repented and turned to the Lord, where that I can treat my fellow man right. You know, the love of God spread abroad in the man's heart, covers a multitude of sin within. And then you have something to love your fellow man with. You have the pure love, which the Bible talks about. And I believe I can take my Bible and show you the 3 degrees of love that the Bible speaks about, and prove it by the Bible. But one of them that was worth anything, we might say. And the Samaritan story, you know, in the Bible?
Yes.
You remember? We may talk this a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The Samaritan story, one man come along, you know, there's a man beaten down on the road, almost to death. And one came along and looked at him on one side, the Bible said, and went on. Well, he had a little sympathy for him and see what it's all about. And then went on, and another come along on the other side and done the same way. He went on. But the third one came along, stopped his beast, the Bible said. At least he got down and examined him and saw he was in need. He took him on his beast and carried him to what we call a hospital now. He carried him to a place of safety. And he didn't have, I believe the Bible says, but a penny. And he paid him, gave him that, and told him, says, go ahead and take care of it, and I'll pay the rest when I come back. You know, that's great. Boy, it just tears my heart to think about it. How sweet that man was to that poor man with beat. And that's what we must do. That's the kind of way we must treat our fellow man.
Yes.
To have advantage, be on God's side. If we can't do something for our fellow man, we're just poor people. We just don't do our duty if we don't help our fellow man.
Yes.